Hey, what's up, Instagram? Just going to wait for a few people to get on. Guys, I haven't done this in ages, and I do apologize. A lot of people have been asking, when are you going to do the cafe series again? Because they want to know some more stuff. So I'm sorry it's taken me ages to get back online, but we've been doing some other things in the background, a lot of changes in the business as well. So great opportunity for us to grow and for us to restructure everything. So we're back. Everything is settled. Everything is good to go. We're back. And today I wanted to talk to you guys about your competition. I think about 2 weeks ago, my manager and I went out to the city and we visited some of the new cafes that are coming up in Melbourne that have been established. And the reason why we did this is because we wanted to see what these guys were doing. What are the new trends that are coming into the market? How are they working? How busy they were? How were their staff working? What systems they had in place? How was the actual coffee bar designed and the workflow that they had? And I have to say, these cafes, we visited four cafes, and all of these four cafes did not disappoint. They had amazing coffee, amazing espresso, and I had the jitters because we were downing, I think we downed about six coffees in the space of an hour. So we were buzzing on the train back home, let me tell you. But the reason why we did this, guys, is because of the reasons that I mentioned at the start, okay? And it's get into the good practice of doing that. It's don't think of competition as a bad thing, as in it's a negative thing where you have to, you know, be uptight and competitive. Your competition can help you grow. There is a lot of money in the industry to go around. There is a lot of money in your local suburbs. There's a lot of clientele that is in your areas to go around. So being competitive sometimes is not necessarily the best move. Being supportive of each other and helping each other grow, but still doing your separate thing is very healthy. It's also good for your stress levels too, because there's nothing worse than feeling stressed about and anxious about what your competition is doing. You do you, they do you, them, but it's always good to just be collaborative sometimes and just be friends. It's also good to be nice. Now, the reason why it's good to check out what the competition is doing, because you want to try and evolve your business. You want to try and do things that are different. You want to introduce new things to your customers so that they will keep interest. They will keep interested and come back to your cafe. They don't want to come into your cafe and have the same menu for 6 to 12 months. They want a bit of a change. You can only have so many eggs on toast, or you can only have so much of your pancake. So it's always good to change up your menu every 3 months. We've started introducing new guest roasters into our cafe, which means every week our single origins change. This gives our customers a different flavor that they can actually taste and feel from different roasters. It's also good to get the roasters' followings from, you know, the city of Melbourne to come in and experience their favorite coffee down in the west. We're about 20 to 25 minutes away from the city of Melbourne in the western suburbs. So for us, that's a great move because it helps us capture that market, you know, because most of the people that live in the west, they travel to the city to work. So for them to come in on the weekends and actually experience that is great. So keep it interesting, keep changing it up. If, you know, someone said, who was it? I think it was Anthony Robinson said, if you stop growing, you die. So if you stop implementing change in your business, you're going to start getting stale. So the best thing that I did with my manager and myself, we went on this coffee tour. We had a look at all of the coffees that were on offer. We had also had a look at who were the roasters that were actually producing this coffee and what they were actually having on the bar. So it was good to experiment. It was good to see what was on offer. And more importantly was, geez, these cafes were busy. Granted, they were in the city, but I'm not sure if you saw my story a while back, but these cafes One of them, we had to line up outside to walk in, and there was shoulder room only. You couldn't move. And all of these cafes were standing room only. And when you walk in, it was that busy that we were just like this, and we just couldn't. We must have gone through we must have gone through at the busiest time. That's not the point. The point is, have some fun with it. This is your business. This is your cafe. Have some fun with it. Change things up. My motto is always, if you implement some change and if it doesn't work, then change it again. Be quick to change it. If it works, keep it on. But always be fresh, to always be aware of new ideas, and always keep it fresh, because it helps with your customer base. They will love the introductions that you're making. I hope that this has helped you out. Be friends with your competition. Go and check them out. Figure out what they're doing. Have a look at what trends are up. Change up with the times. Keep your business fresh, and you're going to be a lot more successful. Thank you for joining in, guys. There is so many of you. I appreciate you logging in and having a and listening to me ramble on. I'm going to make this short and sweet. I do apologize for the lack of the cafe series, but we're back. This is the first one, and then next week will be another one. So I really do hope you have a great weekend. We had an amazing Saturday service, so that's why I'm probably looking a little bit tired. But anyway, the joys of owning your own business. But have a great weekend. Thank you very much for joining, and I will catch you in the next week's episode. Peace.